fellow theater enthusiasts, and welcome to another episode of Road to Professional Performer. In this episode, I will be talking about humility and improvement. The way I came on to this subject was that I went to a day camp where it was a dance intensive day camp. And I was put into advanced classes. Now, I've only been doing dance for about 5 to 6 months, so I'm not really the greatest at it yet. I hope to improve over time, like anyone in the business hopes to do. As that may lie, I was put into the advanced classes. Now, during those classes, I kind of felt like an idiot. I was doing the best I could to keep up with the advanced dancers, but it was obvious that I was not on the advanced level, so they were doing moves that I didn't know what they were, how to do the moves. They did the moves a lot smoother than I did when I tried to do the moves, and so on and so on. That's the humility part. I had the humility to understand that they were better than I was, and I had to just accept it. That they were better than I was, and that I need to get to their level at some point. Not that day, and I didn't quit, but I had to get there. So I didn't quit. I kept trying, and I kept trying, and I got better and better throughout the workshop, and I will get better enough so I will one day be the people that the younger people look up to so I can be an advanced dancer. And that is the improvement part. Even though I felt like an idiot and I felt super like not motivated at all, I kept trying. That is the key thing in the business, is to keep trying. Even though you can't do a pirouette yet, keep trying to do one and you might get there someday. Like, I can't do a double pirouette yet, but someday, hopefully soon, I will be able to do one, because I have a standard where I want to be constantly improving. Someday, hopefully, when I'm a professional, I will be at a whole nother level than I am now. But I will still be pushing myself to make improvements. Maybe my flexibility, maybe my strength, maybe my acting. I don't know. Pick a subject and I'll probably keep improving even though I am up on the professional level. And that's another thing. Even though you feel like you have reached the peak of your, like, yourself and your ability to do things, try something completely different. For example, if you've been taking ballet for 5 years and you've not taken anything else and you're really good at ballet, try taking some, like, tumble or gymnastics so you can learn how to do some flips and tumbles and cartwheels. If you've been taking hip-hop for a while, maybe take some ballet. That way you can learn how to be better balanced and you can maybe get more fit. I don't know. Just choose something completely opposite to what you're used to. Like I'm doing this podcast. I'm not strong with talking in a podcast microphone all by myself in a room, but it's an improvement that I'm going to make over time. It's something new that you need to try and push forward in doing. So after saying all of that and going off on a little tangent, it's safe to say that even if you feel humiliated when you're doing something or embarrassed at the fact that you can't do something as well as someone else can do it, just tell yourself, I will do the best that I physically can at the moment. And someday, I will be either at that level or past that level, and it will be okay. Because if you keep beating yourself up over the fact that you can't do what they're doing right now, you won't go anywhere. You'll just go in circles, beating yourself up over the thing you can't do, while not improving the things that you can do. And that's why you just have to keep pushing yourself forward and stay calm and accept the humility and work through and get to the improvement. I hope you guys enjoyed my little chat about humility and improvement. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I enjoy making it when I have the time with my schedule and school and all that kind of stuff. But I thank you for listening, and I hope you tune in for the next episode of Journey to Professional Performer.